It's time for the Hour of Power, where numerous churches and ministries in Western Oklahoma come together to produce a program found on the internet at therockchristianmusic.com. If you have a specific prayer request or you would like to share about an answer to prayer in your life, text the word PRAY to 68683, then share your request. This is your connection to other Christ followers and prayer warriors. Welcome to the Hour of Power.
Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. It is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Monica Lovell. Our guest for this morning is Pastor Kevin Akins. How are you doing this morning, sir?
I'm doing good, man. We are just flying in low, aren't we?
Yes, sir. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to us three ways now. You can send it by email to hourofpower32@gmail.com. Or you can text it to 580-485-0837. Or you can still post it to our Facebook page, and we will do our best to get it on paper so that we can pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll get it posted shortly after the program has ended. Our sponsor for today is Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located here at the Promise Center in Elk City, Oklahoma, y'all. I think I covered it all.
You're amazing.
God is awesome. It's all God, I promise. It's all God.
You're amazing.
It's not Monica.
What God's doing through you is amazing.
Would you pray to start us
Absolutely. Out? Let's just, Father God, we come to you this morning, and Lord, as this is so declared the hour of power, we ask you for a higher power to just begin to flow through the minds of everyone that is here today, everyone that is involved with this today. Lord, we pray for a higher power to flow through the ears today. May we hear what the Spirit is saying to us today. I pray, Lord, that you would open up the hearts of every individual that gets this message today. And God, I pray that it brings a healing power to their life. Let there be a change in the lives today as we speak and proclaim your holy word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I like your title this morning.
I tell you, I've renamed this and retitled it several different times. So the direction that we're going to go is quite amazing. But it's something that's big on my heart. You know, it's something that's really happening today. The title of today's message is, I'm not sure which one.
Why me?
Why me? Is
the
that what?
Spirit of victimization.
Yes. Why me? Spirit of victimization that's coming on. I'm seeing this so much. It's prevalent today all across the land. And I want to just take just a little minute. I may refer to something that's like called hashtag victim, but I don't want you to go and search that. It's not a good realm to go search, and that probably enticed people, influenced them to go do that. Don't follow after that. There's just this little phrase that I'm using right now. There's so many people that claim to be victim. They're victim of something, and they just ride on being that victim forever. And I understand that it hurts, and I understand that it's bad, and I get that. And my heart goes out to them for people that have been a victim. But God shows us a way that we can get past it. Because of what Jesus Christ has for us, there is a way to get beyond that. And so I want to just touch on some of that elements today. I'm not speaking this to be a bully towards anybody, and I'm definitely not putting anybody down. I understand the hurt, and I understand the complications behind it. So hear my heart and hear the word of what the Lord's saying today. Now, with all that said, I kind of had to put a little memo in there to begin with of where I wanted to go, because I am dealing with victims, and victims are hurt people, and I get that. But the title of today's message being, Why Me? Then it begins to put this spirit on yourself that says, I'm at fault, or I'm guilty, or why me? Why am I stuck with this? Or why does this have to linger on? And I understand it for a period of time, but after it lingers for years to come, then it's starting to be, you start get this spirit on you that rides why me all the time. The definition of victimization is this: it's an action of singling out for cruel and unjust treatment. Victimization happens every day. Somebody is a victim. Somebody victimizes somebody else. It happens. It's a reality in this world. It happens within marriages. It happens in friendships. It happens in kindergarten. It happens in high school. It happens in college. It happens in the workforce, in the work field, in every level of work field, whatever. Victimization is real. But that victimization that lingers on a Christian, lingers on an individual, is often a tool that is used by Satan. Many people have a reason to feel like a victim because the actual wrong act was against them. But a person who holds on to that victimization, a person holding on to the past, they're holding on to unforgiveness. They're holding on and waiting for an absolution, or they're working on a way of vindication. They want to get revenge. None of that's right. And we've got to learn how to get past that and get beyond that. So with all that being said up, here we go. As one man said, better put your waders on. This is going to get deep today. But I want you to hear it. I want you to know it. And it's time that we talked about a little bit different stuff. When you are preoccupied with your past, you cannot possess the future. When you're stuck in the things that have happened in the past, you can never experience or release into something that God wants you to have or the future. I think just the last couple of weeks when I was in here, a couple of weeks ago, whatever, I talked about destiny, and that has just stuck into my heart so much. I am just riding this wave of what is your destiny? Where are you really going? You know, you have a choice on whether you're going to linger back behind or whether you're going to move on for the glory of God. You have a choice, as the old school Christian would say, and I love this. My grandmother would say it all the time. Can I just do it sort of in her way? She'd say, boy, let me tell you right now, there is a hell to shun and a heaven to gain, and you better choose today which way you're going to go. Come on. You know, we've got to have that. We got to get that back inside of us. As it is a topic that nobody really wants to talk about, it's still the truth. There is a hell to stay away from. But there is a heaven that we can get to. Yes. It's your choice. I want to begin with the scripture that's found in Hebrews chapter 12. And I am going to really try to rightly divide this, try to pull it apart just a little bit. I want to look at it. I want to see it. And then I'm going to get into a little bit more. So in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, very simple scripture. And when I begin to read it, most everybody's going to say, yeah, I know that one. It's probably highlighted in your Bible. But we have a tendency, we being majority, have a tendency to focus on a certain element of it and not look at the other. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, I love that. There's more Christians than you think they are. We are more and mightier than what the world thinks we are. God's people are abundant. Let's look into that. Let us lay aside every weight. When he talks about laying aside that weight, he's not talking to, well, let me go on. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. If you're going to lay aside the weight and the sin, then sin's not always the weight. There are weights that weigh on our shoulder, weight that weighs heavy on our mind, a weight that weighs heavy on our heart, a weight that weighs heavy on our emotions. And it has a tendency just to bog us down. And because that weight is because of something that somebody else did, or something that somebody else said, or something that happened to us, or we were in the wrong place at the wrong time, and we get this feeling that we become singled out for a purpose of destruction, and it becomes a victimization. We have this spirit of victimization on us. We are to lay that weight aside. Now, why would Jesus tell us to lay it aside if he didn't make a way for us to do that? He has made a way for us to lay that weight aside and the sin that so easily ensnares us. Get that sin out of your life too. And I hound on that so often. You cannot let sin dominate your life. Then let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. You got to keep running this race with endurance. You can't run the race with procrastination. You can't run the race with victimization. You can't run the race forward if you're continually looking backwards. If there was a race that was going on and one person is running backwards and the other person is running forwards, who's going to win the race? It's not a challenge. If we're going to run, we got to run with endurance. How do we do it? Looking unto Jesus. This, we hound on this one all the time. This is part of it. You got to look to Jesus. Look to his word. Look to his rulings. Look to his righteousness. Look to his hope. Look to his glory. Look to Jesus and apply that into your life. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. He's the one that started it. He's the one that'll finish it. Who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame. He's already been through. He faced this victimization spirit as well. It was trying to get on him, trying to stop him. But he endured it, despising the shame, so he could sit down at the right hand of the throne of God. We are to look to Jesus. If Jesus can shun this spirit of victimization, so can you. But how? How do we get past it? Holding on to that weight of victimization causes problems in every relationship that you'll have. Holding on to that weight of victimization will cause problems on your job. It'll even cause you to lose your job. Holding on to that weight of victimization, it causes stress, anxiety, and fear even with inside yourself. It wounds you. We can even suffer greater in health problems and fear and stress problems. All of this is brought on by the spirit of victimization. We have the right to cast that spirit off of us and get away from it. The real question is, okay, Pastor, how? I get it. I understand. Well, let me start with this. Here is a checklist of spiritual victimization, a checklist of the spirit of victimization. If you fall into these things, then I need you to question yourself. I need you to wake up, examine yourself today. I'm not placing judgment. I'm telling you what the spirit of victimization does. First and foremost, spirit of victimization will cause the individual to feel the need to justify themselves to others. They will constantly justify themselves. They feel the need to prove themselves right. They have a need to be understood at all cost. They will interrupt conversations to tell their story again and again and again. They will always be the person that was done wrong, even though they were doing right. That's a spirit of victimization. If you stop and think about really where it's going and what happened and the real root, the root to the problem that you're stuck with, you'll probably see that you had a little fault in the matter yourself. The spirit of victimization wants you to feel like it was no fault on you and put the blame on somebody else. The second one is this. I'm going to go through several of these. I'm going to go quick so I can get to the scriptures, man, because I love what's coming. Victims often complain about everything. Man, they are complainers. They complain about everything. They never are satisfied. Nothing is the way they really want it to be. Whatever other people do for them, there's always a slight edge to it. There's always a problem to it. You know, the old school would say, man, they wearing their emotions like a chip on their shoulder, just waiting for somebody to knock it off, you know. It's never enough. It's always everybody owes me. Everybody's after me. Or, yeah, you should be feeling sorry for me. You should be doing something for me because I'm a victim, because I got hurt, because I got wounded. Okay, I get it. And again, I'm going to say some things today that are harsh, and I know that I am. But it's the truth. If you're lingering in that spirit is lingering on you and 2 years, 3 years, 4 years have passed, the problem is on you and not on the person that's talking to you. You got to realize this, that there is a spirit of victimization that's hanging on you. It's not even your problem or your heart problem. It's a evil spirit of victimization that wants to drag you down and keep you from going and doing what God really wants you to do. I'm not saying this to be mean today. I hope I'm opening eyes and making a difference. Let me give you another one. These victims, the people that have a spirit of victimization on them, they suffer with self-image and self-esteem issues. They live in a self-pity attitude. whoa, woe is me. Oh, man, I can't do that because. No one understands me. No one really feels what I feel. And no, I was hurt a lot worse than that. I must really be the broken end of this. I must be the example of it all. They have a low, very low self-esteem. They have no strive or no drive to move them forward in any way. Again, the example comes, they're trying to run in reverse. They're looking at the past and not looking ahead to the Lord who wants to pull them out of this. And I'll probably say this 1,000 times today. Honestly, I promise I'm not trying to be mean or make anybody a victim of this. I'm just trying to highlight this spirit of victimization has stifled God's children long enough. And it's time for us to be free. Victims are often these people that are trapped with this spirit of victimization on them. They are self-centered. I want you to think about this close. This is statistically proven over and over again. These are the people that are always, what about me? Where do I fill in? Well, what are you going to do for me? Well, how come you can't do that for me? Everything that happens has got to be about them. They are the center focus in every activity. They are the center of the focus in every project. They want to have the first line, the top line. I know a lot of people like that. I don't know. Yeah, think about it. There's a spirit of victimization on there. They may be trying to overstrive, overwork, trying to do more, trying to gain more responsibility. They want people to look at them to prove that they're not what they're feeling down deep inside of their heart. And listen, that's a good option to be able to do that. The problem is you're still trapped with this spirit of victimization on you. And this spirit of victimization wants to hold you back. It wants to keep you in the past so that you cannot move forward to the destiny of what God really has for you. What a greater leader you may be if you can get past your past and get out of this self-victimization, this spirit of victimization that's holding you back. Don't be so self-centered. Here's another one. These people that are trapped in the spirit of victimization, this will be my last one. They are very suspicious about everything. They trust no one. They're very defensive about everything that's going on, about their right. Even if they're doing something wrong, they will be extremely defensive to prove themselves right. And there is nothing. And you can mark this down or write it down. It's a truth that has lingered for time after time. Nothing is more dangerous than an individual that is out of their market wrong, but honestly, truthfully believes they're right. They will manipulate, intimidate, motivate, persuade, progress. They'll do everything they can to prove their point as right, no matter how wrong they are. And that's caused by a spirit of victimization in their life. Something went wrong, and now they're going to prove that they're right, even though they're wrong. If that's you, I'm asking you to identify that spirit today that's over you and say, can I get away from it? Can we break this? Can we get past this mold? The answer is absolutely you can, and you need to. You need to get past it. You got to get on this point. So now, this is where I'm at. I'm going to go back up here to Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 one more time, and I'm going to tell you that the checklist of victimization I've just gone through, but I'm going to give you the keys of how to get past it. I'm going to go back to Hebrews chapter 12 real quick. We also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, the cloud of witnesses is this: surround yourselves with people of like precious faith that will help you and speak the truth to you. Surround yourself with somebody who will say, I love you dearly, but your thought process is wrong. I love you dearly, but that action is wrong. I love you sincerely. I care about you earnestly, but what you're doing is not the right thing to do. We got to be surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. And these other witnesses, they can't have that spirit of victimization on them either. If they're not set free from it, then don't entangle yourself with them. You want to be set free from it. And the way to get set free, surround yourself with a great cloud of witnesses. And then the scripture says, lay aside the weight. You have to do this. Friends, there's not a process, and I'm going back, there's not a process here that says, if you'll repeat after me 9 times, this is going to work. I'm going to get real blunt right here. It's not going to work, even if the evangelist says, if you'll walk down here and repeat this prayer after me, your life's going to change forever. It doesn't work that way. When it works is when you realize in your heart that there is a spirit on you that is not a God-favorable spirit. And that spirit is causing you to say things, do things, act ways that you know is not exactly right. You fall into that category to where you start justifying your actions. And you'll justify them by saying, well, I'm sort of like Paul. I do those things that I wished I didn't do, even though I know not to do them, I do them anyway. And you trap into that. Don't justify yourself in that. All you're doing is feeding that spirit of victimization. You're playing like you're the victim. Playing like you're the victim, yet it's long past and it's long gone. Don't let that spirit of victimization stay on you. Get surrounded by somebody that you love. It doesn't work if the only ministry and the only scriptures that you're getting is from the radio and from online stuff. I love this program. Don't get me wrong. I'm glad you're listening to me today. But if this is the only source of a Christian feed that you're getting into your life, I want you to know that there's a whole lot more out there. There's much, much more. There's places of worship that you do fit into. There are Christian friends that you can get along with. There are people that love you and that are filled with love and Christ-like love, and they want to surround you and they want to lift you up. Don't let the spirit of victimization keep you back in the past and away from the things that God wants you to be involved in and where your destiny needs to go. Here are some of the key points to freedom from a victimization spirit. Why me? Why me? People say, why me? Why am I going through this? Why me? Why is this happening to me? Because you were a victim. Because you did get singled out. Because you are hurt. You got wounded. That's why you. But why are you staying in this? It's funny. You can't say, why me? You can't say, why am I staying in this so long? Because you've been trapped by a spirit of victimization. The enemy doesn't want you to move forward. It's not other people's fault, and it's not your fault. It's the devil playing with your mind again. Get away from him. Get out of that. Well, why does this have to happen to me? Because you want to be a Christian and because God's favor on you. Whew, listen to me close, because I'm going to speak this fast because somebody needs to hear it right now. This spirit of victimization, why me? Why is it on you? Listen, because God's got a destiny for you. He's got a plan for your life. He's got a purpose for your life. And if you can't buy that, if you can't find that, then the devil is already working on your mind. You need to realize God has a purpose for you. God has a plan for you. It's not destruction. Goodness, every distraction in the world's coming in here today. I'm not going to tolerate it. I'm going to get this message out. You got to hear this. God's got a purpose for you, but the devil, friends, there is a hell to shun, a heaven to gain. But you have to shun the devil. You have to shun hell. You have to walk away. You have to lay aside the weight that is setting on you. You've got to get out from underneath this spirit of victimization on you. The victims, so often, there is a secret desire. This is the number one fault. This is the number one cause. This is the number one thing. It's because when you were a victim, when you get hurt, when you get wounded, it's in all of us. Every person on this earth faces this. I don't know anybody who doesn't. There's a little secret desire inside of there that says, okay, you poked me, I'm poking you back. That's right. Yeah. Now, you can fill in that word poke with whatever you want. You know, you poke me, I'm going to poke you back. We preach that. I even hear preachers preach it. We have the right to do that. I've preached for years. You are not a doormat for a sin-sick society to wipe its muddy feet on. You are a blood-bought child of God. The problem is that this ugly world of sin will always want to wipe its feet on you. And you're going to have this spirit inside of you. You wiped your feet on me, I'm going to wipe my feet on you. That's where you cross the line. That's the spirit of victimization. The world's going to wipe its feet on you. You don't have to wipe your feet back on him. What you do is say, no, I'm a blood-bought child of God. You can wipe your feet on me over and over and over again, and guess what? By the blood of Jesus Christ, he will wash me clean. He will cleanse me, purify me, and stand me back up to be whole and made true one more time. I'm a blood-bought child of God. I'm not a doormat, although you may try that. It's not going to happen. Greatest enemy with the people with a spirit of victimization. Spirit of victimization wants you to feel that you can cause and create pain or suffering for those who created pain and suffering for you. That's the number one thing spirit of victimization does. He wants you to take on that same revenge mentality. He wants you to take on that get even mentality, and it sticks. It holds on to you like a probe. It won't let go. I'm going to give you some scriptures, and then we're going to come out and pray. This, I got a breaking point, but I want you to hear this before I leave. I want you to know the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verse 54 through 56. Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verse 54 through 56. And when his disciples, when Jesus' disciples, James and John, his two leading guys, when they saw this, they said, Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them just like Elijah did? Listen to what Jesus said. In other words, James and John said, do you want us to get even? Do you want us to wipe our feet on them? Do you want us to repay? Do you want us to have revenge? Do you want us to do it? Because we'll call down fire from heaven right now. Boy, how many of you wanted to do that? We fight that spirit of victimization. Listen to what Jesus said. He turned and rebuked them. Shame on you. Shame on you. No. And he said to them, you do not know what manner of spirit you are of right there. You don't know what manner of spirit is coming on you when you have that mentality of revenge. It's the spirit of victimization. And he said, for the Son of Man did not come to destroy man's lives. We're going to be like Jesus. We don't have that right to destroy man's lives. The Son of Man did not come to destroy man's lives, but to save them. So this spirit of victimization wants us to destroy their lives. Oh, you just wait. They're going to get even. Oh, you just wait. No, don't have that spirit of revenge. Don't have that spirit of victimization. Yeah, but they hurt me bad. You don't fall into that. Don't give in to that. Don't do that. I'm going to give you another one. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verse 27. Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verse 27 and 28. But I say to you who hear, this is a hard one. I'm just taking a minute. Luke 6, 27 and 28. Jesus said, I'm telling you the truth right now. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. And pray for those who spitefully use you. Yeah, no, it's fair. Look up to Jesus and say, but you don't know what they did to me. You trying to tell Jesus he don't know something? You're trying to tell the one who knows everything? You're trying to tell the one who knows the number of the hairs on your head that he doesn't know or understand what somebody just did to you? True. It's a spirit of victimization. I get it. Would you like for me to say it's not your fault? You're okay? Sure you would. That's what psychologists tell us to say. Problem is, it's your fault. This spirit of victimization is setting on us. Break that spirit off of you and get freedom. And I'll tell you how in just 1 minute.
For myself, I want to add a little something.
something.
You know, you on, already
girl.
Know.
Come on, girl.
As someone who has been under that and fights that mm-hmm. on the daily,
mm-hmm.
the Lord said to Monica,
yeah,
drop the baggage of your past.
Absolutely.
And pick up the luggage for your future.
Absolutely.
It's time to drop the old dirty stuff.
Absolutely.
And move on with the fresh and clean.
Absolutely.
Move.
Absolutely. Scripturally spoken, let the old man pass away, mm-hmm. let the new man come to life. That's it. I mean, it's the principle Jesus has told us over and over and over again. But in Hebrews chapter 12, not but as Hebrews chapter 12 says, lay aside the weight.
Yes.
Lay aside that weight. It's too heavy for us to carry. Let him do it. Let him do it. He's our answer, and I'm going to share that in just a minute.
It's worth it.
Amen. Amen.
I wish that was something that we could just download into people.
Can we because, get an app?
Yeah, come on.
Can
yeah.
we get an app to lay it away?
You know, I don't know how many times Judy Gifford has said to me, you know, I just wish I could be like Neva, who just lets things roll off.
Yeah.
I do. Maybe because I've had so many things in my life that if I was carrying all those burdens, I wouldn't even be 4'10" now. I'd be about 3 foot tall. But God gave me the ability, praise God, for whom all mm-hmm. blessings flow, to be able to give it to him, mm-hmm. have him go through it, and then give back to me what I need to hang on to, which Absolutely. Is usually nothing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Breaking this spirit of victimization off of us is a key element in today's world of success. Tell me about that.
We have a couple of prayer requests this morning, and both of these are for guys that are struggling with cancer.